The scale of this attack in a relatively unprotected school, which, while it is in the heart of the city, only the front, which is on a very busy road, has a little bit of protection. But the back of the school, where this attackers are thought to have scaled the back wall and entered the school, joins open fields there, extending into the rural area. So it was very easy for them to get into the school and create the kind of situation that we are hearing about now.
And the school targeted Amer because it was army run?
Oh yes, it is an army owned and army operated school, and there's a very high likelihood that most of the children in army public schools all over the country are children of serving army officers, and this was very clear from the swiftness with which the Taliban claimed responsibility for the attack, saying that this was in retaliation for the army operation going on against Taliban in Pakistan's tribal areas, in which hundreds of Taliban fighters have been killed by the Pakistan army over the last few months. So it was a very clearly chosen target with an intent to hurt not just Pakistan and the Pakistan government, but directly the Pakistan army.
Now, the reports I read earlier this morning suggest that around 500 students and teachers are inside that school. So do you think the Pakistan army will now move to try to take the building back?
We heard from an army spokesperson that military commandos had gotten inside the school. By that time, most of the damage had been done, because it was well over an hour before they could get inside the school. They then told us that a large number of students and teachers had been evacuated safely. But some of the eyewitness reports that we heard from the local media talked about lots and lots of bodies littered all over the place. So the rescue operation, we hear, is still going on. And there are some reports that the military commandos inside the school are still looking for the attackers who may be hiding somewhere in the building. Now, bear in mind that these are large buildings, lots of rooms there, lots of corridors. And if it's a hostage situation, if those attackers still have hostages in them, it will not be very easy for the military commanders to wind it up very quickly.